अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। त्वं वा इदं सत् असत् ईशा भवान् ततो अन्यो त्वं वा इदं सदसदि स भवांस्ततोऽन्यो माया यत् आत्मा परबुद्धि इयं हि अपार्था माया यदात्मपरबुद्धिरियं ह्यपार्था यत् यस्य जन्म निधनं स्थिति ईक्षणं च यद्यस्य जन्म निधनं स्थितिरीक्षणं च तत् वै तदेव वसुकाल वसुकालवत् अर्ष्टितर्व वसुकालवत् अष्टितर्व तद्वै तदेव वसुकालवदर्ष्टितर्व त्वं वा इदं सदसदि स भवान् स्ततोऽन्यः माया यदात्मपरबुद्धिरियं ह्यपार्थ यद्यस्य जन्म निधनं स्थितिरीक्षणं च तद्वै तदेव वसुकः
यस्य जन्म निधनं स्थितिरीक्षणं च वेतरेव वसु कलावदति तवो
त्वां
Your lordship.
Va.
Either.
Idam.
The whole universe.
Sadasat.
The cause and effect. You are the cause and your energy is the effect.
Isha.
O my lordship, the supreme controller.
Bhavam.
Yourself.
Tataha.
From such creation.
Anya.
Separately situated.
The creation is made by the Lord.
But still he remains separate from the creation. Maya. The energy which appears as a separate creation. Yatatma parabhuti. The conception of my and your. Iyam. All such conceptions. He.
Indeed.
Aparatha. Has no meaning. Everything is your lordship.
Everything is your lordship.
Therefore, there is no hope for understanding my and your. Yat, substance from which, yasya, of anything, janma, creation, nidhanang, annihilation, stiti, maintenance, ikshanam cha, manifestation, tat, that, vai, indeed, tadeva, like that. Vasukala. Duration of everything. Vadashti tarvo. The seed. The cause of the seed. And tarva, the effect of the cause. Translation. My dear Lordship, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the whole cosmic creation is caused by you. And the cosmic manifestation is the effect of your energy. Although the whole cosmic creation is yourself, still you keep yourself aloof from it. The conception of my and yours is certainly a kind of illusion, maya. Because everything is emanating from you, it is not different from you. The manifestation is also not different from you, and the annihilation is also caused by you. In this connection, the example is of the seed and the tree, or the subtle cause and the gross manifestation.
Tangba idang sadasadisha bhavang satunya maya jadatma parabuddhi yang japatya Jajjasya janma nidhanam sthitirikshanam cha tadvai tadeva vasukala vadashti tarva. Cause and effect. Sadasad. One disappears. The cause appears. Disappears. And the effect comes into being. The very good example is given here. Asti tarva. Asti means seed. From the asti, from the seed, a big banyan tree comes out. At that time, the asti, the seed, disappears. The tree is manifestation. So, this is the example of sadasat. Asti, the seed disappears and the tree is manifest. So, the creation of God is like that. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Bijoham sarva-bhutanam. Bija, asti, or seed, is the root cause of everything. One seed, a small seed, grain, and hundreds of thousands trees coming out of it, and in each tree there are millions of fruits. And in each fruit there are hundreds and thousands of seeds. Again, from the seed, the same creation, hundreds and thousands, millions. This is God's intelligence. How from one source so many varieties are coming out. Again, when annihilation takes place, they again go into the original seed, Krishna. Janti mamikam, it is said. It's coming out. Jasyaika nishyasita kalam athabalambhya jivanti loma bilaja jagadannanatha. Vishnur Mahanasaya Jasa Kalavisesu Govindamani Purusham Tavam Bhajan. This material creation is done by Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu, the original Vishnu, Krishna, he has nothing to do. Natasya karyam karananca vidyate. Original God, Ishvara Paramakrishna, he is simply playing on flute and enjoying the company of Srimati Radha. He has nothing to do. And how things are taking place, creation, he is the creator, by expansion, songs. From Krishna, the expansion is Balaram. From Balaram, the expansion is Sankarsan, then Aniruddha, Pradyumna, like that. Then Narayana, then again Sankarsan, Pradyumna, Ditya Chaturbha. From this Sankarsan, Mahavishnu. Therefore Mahavishnu is described Kalavishesu. Dasyaika nishasita kalamathavalambya jivanti loma vilaja jagadannanatha. Sa iha jasa kalavishesu. This Mahavishnu, from whom, by his breathing only, millions and trillions of universes are coming. And each universe there is a Brahma, Jagadannanatha. Just like in this universe there is one Brahma. He creates again so many demigods, animals, human beings in each universe. Again, we create so many also. Each of us, although we are very insignificant, still in the history we find one man begets hundreds of children. This is creation. This is Krishna's creation, how things are going on. But original seed is Krishna. Sarva-kārana-kāranam. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi, he has no karma. He is not coming out of any seed. Anadi. Anadi means there is no beginning. He is eternal. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Satchit Ananda Vigraha. So there is no creator of Krishna, but Krishna is the creator of everything. That is called Ishvara Parama, the Supreme. Everyone may be Ishvara partially. Ishvara means controller. So every one of us, we are more or less little controller. We sometimes control some little children, or some disciples, or some kingdom. So, everyone may be controller. They are very much fond of becoming God. God means controller. So, everyone can become, he is, Krishna has given, because we are part and parcel of Krishna. So, the quality of controlling must be there. Although very insignificant part and parcel of Krishna, still the power of controlling is there, very minute quantity. This is understood. Sangs of Vibhinnangs. Everyone, Vishnu Tattva is also Krishna's angsa, part and parcel. Jasya kalavishesa. Kalavishesa means part of the part. Kala. Angsa and angsa's angsa is called kalavishesa. That Kalavishesha, Krishna, Mahavishnu, he is creating millions and millions of universes. So just imagine what is the creative power of Krishna. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, idam sadasat isha sad asad karyakaram cause and effect. It's like you have got a cloth. Cloth is made of cotton. So from cotton we prepare thread, and from thread we prepare cloth. So when the cloth is there, the thread has disappeared. When the thread is there, the cotton has disappeared. That they are called sadasat. Sat means which is existing, and asat means which is no longer existing. So this material world is asat. It is simply for the time being an exhibition. So we have to find out the real existence, sanatana existence, that is Krishna. This we should not be bewildered by seeing these temporary manifestations. This anything material is temporary. It has a date of creation. Everything, whatever you see here, in the, just like this microphone, it has got a date of creation. It will work for some time, and then it will go out of order, and we shall throw it in the street, and again it will disappear in the earth, because everything has come out from the earth. This is material world. But we must find out what is the reality. We should not be bewildered by the temporary things. Our Krishna consciousness movement is to take the living entity from this temporary world to the spiritual world or to the permanent world, where there is no more annihilation. It is eternal, nitya, nitya shashat. So we, living entities, we are eternal. This is maya that I am thinking and this body. This is our ignorance. So the Krishna consciousness movement is to deliver the human society from this ignorance, temporary things. I am this body, this is my country, this is my wife, this is my children, this is aham mameti. I am this body, and anything in defense with the body is mine. But actually, there is no such thing. This is called maya. Real thing is, the reality is Krishna, Brahma, Parabrahma. All other things, their basic injunction is, don't try to remain in this temporary situation. Asatoma sadgama. Don't remain this. But we are so ignorant, our present civilization is so foolish, that they do not know what is sat and what is asat. They want to stay in the asat. They want to make arrangement to stay in this asat, temporary things, forgetting that however nicely you make arrangement, in this temporary material world will not be allowed to stay. This is our ignorance. Mura nabhi janati mamibva paramabhayam. Krishna says, these rascals, mura, they do not know that is the permanent state, sanatana. That is what. That is human knowledge. One should know the permanent, not be bewildered by the temporary things. That is ignorance. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, jat atma parabuddhi yang hi apartha. This is misconception. Atma parabuddhi. Atma means mind, and para means others. Where is my and your? Everything Krishna. Your partha. This is misconception. But the whole world is going on the basis of this atma parabuddhi. My country, my city, my building, my family, my, yes. And my and your. Neither your nor mine. It is all Krishna's. The different energies, manifestation of different energies. Just like fire. From fire two energies are coming. And if we fight that, these, you say, the light energy is mine and the heat energy is yours. That is foolishness. The heat and light, both of them are coming from the fire. Everything belongs to the fire. But we are fighting. Heat is mine and light is yours. Let us divide. How you can divide? Parasya brahmana shakti. Everything is manifestation of energy. Parasya shakti vivida yuva sriyate. We see in the garden so many flowers, different color, different flavor, different utility. But where from it is coming? It is coming from this earth. We do not know even how much inconceivable energies are there within this earth. We do not know. Where is the scientist? They are very much proud of their scientific knowledge. Let them say how many varieties of things are within this earth. They analyze the earth. What do they find? They see only 60% soda white. No. There are many, many finer chemicals. Who is the rascal can say that so many things are there? This is soda white. And this is scientific, therefore. Nobody is scientist. All fools and rascals, mura, they do not know anything. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, I am this. That is the actual fact. But his energies are so manifestedly variegatedness, energy. You find so beautiful world. It is condemned place. Still, you see, by Krishna's energy, the world is so beautiful. So many trees, so many flowers, so many fruits, so many varieties of life, so many varieties of human beings. This is Krishna. Varieties. Parasa shakti vividhaiva sriyate. Savabhaviti. And every energy is acting automatically. You give the seed, sow the seed on the earth, and automatically the flower, flavor, beauty, everything will come automatically. There will be no, there is no question of accidents. The so-called scientists, they cannot explain accidents. Why accidents? Rose, flower, seed, rose will come. Why not accident by lemon? No, there is no such thing as accidents. This is all Laskarga. Everything is going on. Prasa sakti vividaiva sriyate sabhaviki jnanaholokriyacho. In the energy there is automatic knowledge and activities and they are being manifested. Prahlada Maharaj says that everything, variety is there, but Tangva idam sadasat bhavam. Accept yourself to conceive anything else. That beyond Krishna there is anything. That is Maya. That is Maya. Illusion. There is nothing except Krishna. Therefore, those who are advanced devotees, they do not see anything. Simply Krishna in everything. Havar jangam dakhe, nadakhe tar murti, sarvatta spuraye tar ishtadev murti. A devotee sees a tree, but he does not see the tree. He sees it is Krishna's energy. Immediately he remembers Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. When every step you simply see Krishna, that is Krishna. That is possible, provided you follow the footsteps of Prahlada Maharaj. That will be possible. All devotees. Mahajana dina gata sakmantha. That is the way. If you speculate nonsensically, it is without possible. If you follow the devotees, Mahajana dina gata sakmantha, then you will be successful. Thank you very much.